With an exciting 17-6 victory over the Cincinnati Bengals, the Browns have a quick turnaround as the Buffalo Bills come to town on Thursday for primetime football. Here's a listen to head coach Rob Chizinski in today's press conference.
Good morning. Good win yesterday. Really pleased with the effort. Wasn't always pretty, but our guys played extremely hard and made the plays when we needed to win that game against a really good team, really good Cincinnati Bengal team, a talented group, and so I was really, really pleased with our guys. And it was a team win in all phases, and a lot of guys stepped up and played well. We have a lot of work to do to get better. That was one game, one win. It's a short week, so we're right back to work. You look at Buffalo, a very good team. They've had four close games, very similar to us. They're 2-2 right now. Offensively, obviously, E.J. Manuel is their quarterback, a real talented young player. They have a great run game with Spiller and Jackson, and have some weapons as well, Stevie Johnson outside, as well as others. They're playing very good football. Defensively, obviously, yesterday they were opportunistic, five interceptions that they were able to force. They're excellent front seven. Again, it sounds like a broken record every week coming in here saying it. Mario Williams, Kyle Williams, Darius, Manny Lawson, those guys up front present some real challenges for us. They've had injuries in their secondary, but guys stepped up yesterday and played extremely well for them, and their special teams are solid. It's going to be a challenge for us. I know our guys will be excited about playing Thursday night. Brian Hoyer will start for us again this week. He played well again yesterday. For the past 2 weeks, obviously, we've been able to win those games. And in a short week, we'll get ready and be ready to play Thursday. As far as the game from an injury standpoint, we came out good from the game. No new injuries to report from that standpoint. I'll take questions.
Chuck, can you just talk about Brian and just how he not only ran the game plan as you guys want yesterday, just the way he executed in general?
Yeah, you know, I think he improved from the week before. His decisions were very good. I know just in talking with him this morning, there was a few throws that he would like to have made better. But he's been able to manage. You look at the drives. We had some long drives that they were able to string together because of some of the third down, the things he did on third down and the decisions he was making. And, I think the guys are rallying around him.
I was just going to ask you that. Some of the defensive guys even talked about yesterday how he came off the field and was kind of rallying them. Do you think Brian is really seizing, not control of the team, but kind of really embracing the leadership aspect of it?
Well, I think the first thing is he's doing his job, and that's where all that starts. That's where you get the credibility to be able to do that. And he's a fiery guy. And I think that, our whole team was that way about that game yesterday. The fans were awesome. It was loud, and guys were really excited about that and playing in front of them. And I think Brian typified that.
You talked about Brian giving you guys a spark that you hoped for. What made you hope or think that he might be able to provide that, having not seen, with the one career start?
I mean, going back, like I had mentioned before, the fourth preseason game in Chicago, you could see glimpses of that. And, he had a way or has a way of making plays. And, so he's done a good job with the opportunity, and he continues to get better.
Does a quarterback have to win to establish that, get players to follow him?
Well, I think that's all part of it. I think it starts with their approach. I always believe that quarterbacks have to be the first guy in the building and the last guy out, and their teammates see that. And, set the example and lead by example. And then it ultimately comes down to production and winning games.
Does this have anything to do with Weedon Stillman? Is Weedon healthy? Could he have played on Thursday?
I think from a health standpoint, he would have been okay, but he wouldn't have been able to practice leading.
I'm sorry,
this coming week.
Thursday.
Okay, yeah. He is. He's healthy. So he's been cleared. Obviously, we don't have a lot of practice opportunities. We only really have one full-speed practice before that time. So that's not a lot of opportunities. But again, I think it's you look at Brian and what he's been able to do as well.
Will he be the backup there, Jack?
We'll work him back into practice and just see where he's at this week.
Is that the Willis McGahee you're more used to seeing yesterday, especially on that last touchdown drive and the plays that he was able to give you close toward the goal line?
Yeah, you know, he, at the end of the game, being able to get in there, he ran hard. Obviously, he's a physical guy and hits it up in there. He was big on that drive. And I think, you know, I've mentioned before, not just from him as a player, but also the leadership he's bringing and the attitude he's bringing to the offense and to our team, I think, has really helped our guys.
Can you expound on the attitude part?
Yeah, Willis has a lot of confidence. You know, he's won. He's been a winner. He knows what it takes in this league, and you know, he brings some of that swagger to us.
Go ahead, Nick. We always hear about, you know, a quarterback needing to develop chemistry with, you know, his targets and, you know, the reps and how valuable they are. Are you surprised at all that Brian's been able to click with Gordon big time last week and with Cameron, you know, again this week?
Well, you go back to the spring, and all of our quarterbacks have worked a lot with the whole group of receivers. I mean, every time we go out and run individual routes, all the guys are throwing to all the different receivers. So it's not like they haven't been able to hook up or know or understand. And you know, the quarterbacks sit in the same meetings, watch the same things. You get to learn how guys run certain routes. And, you know, I think that from that standpoint, there's been a lot more thrown to those guys than what it would appear. Obviously, that wasn't in, you know, preseason or game situations, but I think we got a lot more in practice done in that regard than what you would think.
Are you ready now, Judd, since it is cleared, to say that Poyer is your starter going forward, or it's still going to be a week-to-week
thing? Again, I think it's a week-to-week. You know, I think where we're at in terms of that, I'm comfortable with. And, you know, we're focused on the week. We're focused on the day. I'm a coach, and, you know, coaches tend to think that way anyhow on a day-to-day basis. You know, it's not adversely affecting our guys in any way. So we'll continue to go in that direction.
With the O-line performing better yesterday, solid effort, uneven start to the season, would you say it's more been about just going back to technique, going back to basics and what you want to achieve to get them where you needed them to be?
It has. It's been a focus on technique and carrying over what you're doing on the practice field to the game field. And trust in your technique, trust in yourself as a player. I think we've also done some things from a scheme standpoint that have helped. I think that, you know, obviously we've been able to make plays, sustain some drives, maybe not get into the third and long or the passing type situations where everybody knows we're passing as well. So I think it's a combination of things.
The way this defense has showed up, and especially yesterday, stopping Andy Dalton, all his weapons, and containing those guys, and just bringing that D in the dominance of defense.
They really, really have played well, and I tell you, you know, I can't be more pleased with our defense. We've improved. You look at the secondary as a whole, that was their best performance and best game that they've played to date this season, and we just continue to get better and better in that area.
That, when you talked there a couple weeks ago, that he gives you guys the best chance to win. Is that one of the things you were thinking about, is how quick he just gets the ball out?
It is. That's one of his strengths in seeing the defense and making those kind of decisions.
How does Bill Taylor help your run defense, and not only from a physical standpoint, but also the emotion he brings? It looks like he's always fired up out there.
He is. He's a very excitable guy, a very intelligent football player. Understands not just his position, but he can answer questions about secondary and the coverages. And you watch him, and we sit in meetings with him, and you know, he talks that way. He talks almost like a coach. And I can't say enough about that guy and how he's matured and how he's playing and you know, and how he is. He's a fun guy to be around.
This defense never has been looked at as being a fear defense, but you need to have a couple of nasty guys on defense.
You definitely do. If you're playing football and you want to have a defense that's the kind of defense we want to have, you have to have an attitude, and it's got to be a nasty attitude.
What is this short week? I mean, I know obviously the challenges. What are the biggest challenges, and how does it affect the coaches' schedules and the players' schedules?
It's a challenge in all areas. You know, obviously with the players physically, of being able to turn around and play on a Thursday, emotionally to be able to bring energy to that game on Thursday. Obviously the preparation and getting to know, see the opponent and getting to work on them out on the practice field, which with limited reps, which is what, you know, you're going to do in the course of that. And then coaches, from a coaching standpoint, putting together a game plan in a short amount of time and, you know, having the guys ready. So there's quite a few challenges, but we're excited about that opportunity to play on a Thursday night. And obviously, Jim Brown, you know, getting inducted to the Ring of Honor will be a huge, and another thing that's will be special about that night.